Hey there, it's Gubba over at the Gubba Homestead, and today is our second podcast ever. I am so excited that you're here. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I want to talk to you today about something that is near and dear to my heart, which is food storage and why everyone should have a food storage. This is for all levels of preppers. This is for beginners, seasoned preppers, and anyone who is interested in a food storage. I want to help you on your journey, and maybe I have some tips that you haven't even thought of, so stick around and let's discuss. So to start out, let's discuss why you should have a food storage. Everybody should have a food storage. I have a food storage. I got my parents to have a food storage, my brother. It is so important. And I want to ask you, why not? Why not have a food storage? What is the downfall or what is negative about having extra food on hand? You never know what is going to happen. But the main reason to have a food storage is to be prepared. Maybe the government goes crazy and there's a stay-at-home order and you can't leave your house. You're going to want to have food. Maybe there's a tornado or a hurricane. Simply put, you never know what kind of situation you're going to find yourself in. So it's better to be prepared and have food on hand for you, your family, and your pets. It is so important to keep your pets in mind when you're preparing for any sort of situation. Job loss is also another type of emergency that we could find ourselves in. So you don't wanna find yourself without a job, no food, and then no income to be able to go to the store and get food. So be thinking ahead. That's really the main focus right here, is think ahead. And it's never bad to be overprepared. 100% is not bad to be overprepared. And I just remember having flashbacks to 2020, going to the grocery store just to see what it was like. And it was chaos. It was, people fighting over toilet paper. You do not want to find yourself in a situation where you're back at the grocery store, it's pandemonium, and you're fighting over toilet paper. I once had this conversation with somebody, and their reply to me about food storage was, why should I build a food storage when I have a grocery store down the road? And my mind literally just like imploded on itself. How can you be thinking about that? And this was after the 2020 craziness. How could you still, after everything you saw, how could you still be thinking that you can depend on the grocery store, that the grocery store is the backbone of your food supply? No, you do not think of it like that. If you're thinking like that, stop it right now. We all saw the grocery stores fail. We all saw the pandemonium and chaos. So we cannot depend on the grocery stores. We gotta stock up and build kind of like our own little grocery store at our house. One of my favorite quotes is, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. Oh, I love that quote because it is so stinking true. And during 2020, when I was talking to my online audience, like, hey, you know, go bulk up on some foods, get a food storage. Someone was like, you're inspiring panic buying. No, I'm not inspiring panic buying. I am inspiring people to get prepared. And then somebody else replied with that quote, the failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And I've loved it ever since because of the truth that it speaks in volumes. So now that we know why we should always have a food storage, let's discuss how to build up a food storage from scratch and some really great tips that I have for you if you're just starting out or if you're already in the middle of building up your food storage. I have some tips for you. The very first step when building up your food storage is to go to your cupboards, open them up, and then buy what you see. Because most times you're going to be keeping the food and the products that you use in your kitchen cabinets. So then that is a good place to start. A good place to start buying what you see, keeping track of what you use and what you don't use. Make a game plan with yourself to use the stuff that has just been sitting there for a long time. So then you can make more room in your pantries to store the food that you actually eat and you actually use. When there is an emergency situation, you don't want to be stocked up on stuff that you're not going to use. Let's be real. I feel like when the pandemic happened, everyone was probably out buying bags and bags of dried beans. Does anybody on the back of their hand know how to make beans from dried beans? I feel like that's maybe isn't super common knowledge. And that brings me to another point. You want to be able to know how to prepare the foods that you are stocking. You don't want to stock up on dried beans that you don't know how to rehydrate or bake if the power goes out and you don't have access to the internet or videos to tell you how to do that. So make sure you're getting foods that you eat, make sure that you're getting foods that you like, and make sure you're getting foods that you know how to prepare. All of this brings me into my next tip of shop the sales. So once you know what food that you like, the pastas, the beans, the sauces, start shopping the sales. I know I would always get my canned beans from Walmart when they had a sale. It'd be like 50 cents for a can or even less. And that is when I would go and bulk up on beans or other canned items. And once you start looking around at the grocery stores around you, you honestly might realize that the grocery store that you're shopping at is not the cheapest grocery store. That might not be a big deal to you, but for me, when I'm shopping, I want to save as much money as I can, so it's a big deal to me. So I changed how I shopped, and I found that Walmart always had really great prices, really great sales. To be honest, I haven't been back there in a while since I have moved, and I've been shopping more on Azure Standard, which is an online bulk buying place. When you buy in bulk, you also save money. You can go in with friends and family on that, and I've really enjoyed my experience with them. A lot of grocery stores have like apps that you can download where you get their weekly or monthly coupons. Not quite sure how that works, but I get ads for those. And I know that there's still ads that come in the mail for grocery stores. So just keep those in mind. You don't have to be a crazy couponer and get all the binders and everything for the coupons, but just try and keep that in mind to stay on a budget, because when you're on a budget, you're also preparing for the future, right? And this brings me to my next tip, is to create a middle layer of food storage. So you've built up your first layer of food storage, which is your kitchen cabinets. You've been buying extra items here and there, and so you found that your kitchen cabinets are full. So your middle layer of food storage is going to be the overflow, essentially, and is what is going to restock your kitchen pantry. This layer will generally reside in totes or closets around the house and not directly in your kitchen, because your kitchen space is already maximized. So my middle layer consists of my pantry staples, which is like my flour, sugars, nuts, vanilla extract, canned goods, and other items that are overflow from my top layer, so my pantry. For example, when I run out of flour in my kitchen, I head down to my middle layer totes and pull out another bag of flour. I make a mental note right then, or write down, that I need to replenish my middle layer goods, and I do that the next time I'm at the store. So you can see, building up a food storage starts in your cabinets, that grows, it grows into a middle layer. And my next tip would be to get creative with the space. Like, your kitchen is not the only space that you can store food. Closets around the house, under beds, under furniture are all places that can be utilized for food storage. And I know that's not conventional, but break that way of thinking and get crafty. At my old house, for example, I didn't have much of a pantry. I didn't have much kitchen space at all, but I had closets. I had under my guest bedroom, I had under my bed, and just these big walk-in closets that I actually utilized for food storage, because I don't have a ton of stuff. So instead, I'd put food in there that has more value to me. And I just maximized the space that I had in my house by cleaning and decluttering using the Marie Kondo method of tidying up. So that really just helped me maximize my whole entire space of my house. And then that helped me manage my food storage. I watched a video of a prepper, and what they would do is they would store their food in 5-gallon buckets and then stack them and then cover them with like decorative sheets and then use them to put lamps on. So they were like end tables, and they would also use them as footrests and that sort of thing. So yeah, you can get crafty really in any way with your food storage. Your kitchen is not the only place. And I mean, heck, you could have, you know, your cans laying out if you really need to, because what's important? Looking good or being prepared? I would say being prepared. And I think being prepared is looking good. My last but not least tip for building your food storage is to build up a long-term food storage layer. So you've established your top layer in your kitchen, you got your middle layer of food working that rotates into your pantry. So now is the time to start working on a long-term food storage. And you can also be working on a long-term food storage as you're building up your other layers. And this layer of goods is generally going to last like 10 to 30 years. So I'm looking like long term. So I'm buying flour that is going to be just as good today as it is in 30 years. So that sort of thing. And my long term food storage comes in number 10 cans. That's what I'm working on right now. I get my number 10 cans from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, their bishop storehouses. They're available to everyone. You don't have to be a member of the church. And they are really great priced. You get these big number 10 cans of like dried beans, oats, wheat berries, flour, sugar. There's a lot of different options and they last for so long. Oh, my heart just fills with joy every time I open up my shelves and I see those number 10 cans, knowing that these goods are going to be just as good in 30 years as they were when they are packaged. And that is the magic of number 10 cans. Your long-term food storage can also be from canning. It can also be from Mylar bags, oxygen absorbers, and that sort of thing. You can even get pre-packaged long-term food storage from tons of different retailers. And I think Costco even offered some buckets that last for like 25 to 30 years that have freeze-dried meals that you rehydrate. So those are always great options. It's always more cost-effective to do and prepare these long-term foods yourself. And I also found the Bishop storehouses are also budget-friendly. Make sure you're thinking long-term, and that rule of buying what you want to eat and would eat also applies here, because in 30 years, yeah, maybe your taste will change a little bit, but I know in 30 years, I'm not going to want to be eating coconut, so I will never get a long-term food storage coconut anything. You're going to want to eat good stuff. The bottom line is you are not just going to want to survive if anything happens. You're going to want to thrive, okay? So get goods that you know how to prepare and be thinking, okay, how can I prepare meals from my long-term food storage? And maybe have a day where you pull out some stuff from your long-term food storage and prepare something and just have fun with it and be prepared. So thank you so much for joining me today and listening to my second ever podcast. I have so much fun and I genuinely enjoy doing this. I want to grow in knowledge with you, share my knowledge, and help anyone who has any questions about preparing or homesteading. And I genuinely believe it is never a bad thing to always be prepared. And on that note, I hope that you have a wonderful day. You can always come and hang out with me at GubbaHomestead.com and come along on my homesteading adventure. And I hope that you have the most beautiful day ever. Don't do anything a Gubba wouldn't do. Bye.